Voters across Walker County will head to the polls today for the Georgia primary runoff election. Several statewide races are on the ballot. Polling locations across the county will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Election officials remind voters that anyone in line by 7 o'clock this evening will be allowed to cast a ballot. Republican voters will decide nominees in key races, including the U.S. Senate, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state school superintendent, and public service commissioner. The Republican U.S. Senate runoff features Congressman Mike Collins and former University of Tennessee football coach Derek Dooley. The winner will face incumbent U.S. Senator John Ossoff in November. The Republican governor's runoff includes Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones and businessman Rick Jackson. The winner there will face Democratic nominee and former Atlanta mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms in the general election. Democratic voters will have runoff contests, including races for lieutenant governor, secretary of state, insurance commissioner, and labor commissioner. Voters should verify their polling location and bring a valid photo ID. Results will be coming in after the polls close later this evening. The city of Chickamauga is working to clean up some storm debris left behind by last weekend's damaging winds that caused power outages and downed trees throughout the community. City crews are removing debris, but officials say the amount of cleanup is unusually high and collections could take several weeks. Residents are asked to cut down trees into 6 to 8 foot sections and place debris neatly near the roadside in a safe, accessible location. After placing debris out for pickup, residents should contact Chickamauga City Hall at 706-375-3177. You can also call 706-375-3178 to request a work order. If you didn't catch those numbers, no worry. We've got them for you on our website at discoverwalker.com. Walker County residents will have another opportunity to help shape the county's future during the final stakeholder meeting for the comprehensive plan update. The meeting is set for next Thursday. That's a week from this Thursday, June 25th, from 6 until 7:30 at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring. The open house format will allow residents to review community survey results, hear preliminary findings, and provide feedback on issues including economic development, housing, transportation, land use, and community services. Officials encourage residents to attend and share their input before the plan moves forward. The Walker County Civic Center is located on Highway 27. We've got more news right after this. Drivers in Walker County are seeing some of the lowest gas prices in Georgia, with the Catoosa Walker market currently averaging $3.57 per gallon for regular unleaded fuel. Now, according to AAA, the area has the lowest gas price among Georgia's metro markets. That's followed by Dalton at $3.61. Statewide, Georgia's average gas has dropped 8 cents over the last week. It's down 25 cents over the last month. AAA says lower crude oil prices are helping push prices down, though future costs remain uncertain. The decline is providing some relief for local drivers as summer travel season gets underway. Details on all of these stories and lots more on our website. Check it out, discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.